Hi there. The word for you today is, always keep a good attitude. In Philippians 4 verse 8 and 9, Paul writes, meditate on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. When you're going through bad times, your goal should be to keep a good attitude. And with God's help, you can do it. Dr. Viktor Frankl, a Nazi Holocaust camp survivor, said, and I quote, if a prisoner felt that he could no longer endure the realities of camp life, he found a way out in his mental life, an invaluable opportunity to dwell in the spiritual domain, the one that the SS was unable to destroy. Spiritual life strengthened the prisoner, helped him to adapt, and thereby improved his chances of survival. Here are some practical ways whereby you can keep a good attitude in bad times, okay? First, always believe the best about others, but don't get bent out of shape when they disappoint you. People are human. Nobody's perfect, including you. Just be grateful for the people that bring you joy and endeavor to be counted among them. Number two, when you're tempted to retaliate or judge or become impatient, stop and say to yourself, this is an opportunity for me to model a great attitude for the glory of God. You say, but this person is driving me crazy. Then refuse to be a passenger and go along with them. Take back the wheel. Get into the driver's seat of your life and determine which direction you'll go and what attitude you'll have. The Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 8, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And here's the payoff. If you do, the God of peace will be with you. Okay? That's the word for you today.